Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping.
What up? Man, it's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. And today is Sunday, November 21st, 2021. Time now is 2:29 a.m. Your boy's in a beautiful city of New Orleans. Right now, it feels so good outside, like 62 degrees. Oh, man, it just feels so good, man. Life is good, man. You know, like, I don't have any complaints in life, man. I'm just living my best life right now, man. Just try to live all gas, no brakes, man. Keep it going, you know. Just living life. Life is beautiful. You know, I've been MIA, man. I've been really, like, just, you know, trying to channel my energies more. Trying to get to this positive place that has a do not disturb sign on it, right? And we know how the world is, man. Like, I've been scrolling through Facebook, and I've been seeing a lot of black people upset about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, or whatever the kid name is, whatever it's called. And I find it so fucking funny, man. It's like, we gotta turn everything into something racial, you know, like, or if it was somebody black, they'll be guilty. You know, it's like, motherfuckers didn't look at none of the evidence presented in this case. Like, it's just really fucking my mind, right? Because one day we tell kids they can be whatever the fuck they want to be, right? And we give them all this freedom inside their brain, and we think that, you know, by telling the kids they can be whatever they want to be, dress however they want to dress, set very limited rules, go against all the social norms of the world, and we wonder why the kids are so defiant and on some fuck shit, right? So, just think about this, right? Think about this, right? And me, I always like to jump into a situation, jump back, and look at it from, you know, trying to look at it from every angle, right? Like, so I'm going to start, like I said. We tell kids all day, every day, hey, if you're a boy, you can be a girl. You're a girl, you can be a boy. You know, if you want to be called a zebra, we're going to call you a zebra. If you want to be called a flying pelican, we're going to call you a flying pelican. If you go against that, oh, that's the bad guy for not calling you this, right? And we tell this to kids, right? I can see adults, you know, once you make 21, in my eyesight, you can do whatever the fuck you want, right? Once you make 21, you can do whatever you want. Whatever you want to be, right? You're an adult. 21 is the age we say, hey, you're an adult. I'm totally fine with that. Kids should stay kids. Kids should stay in the kid's place up until they fucking 21, right? So that's my take. I'm thinking, like, right? I got a 17-year-old daughter. She tells me, Dad, I'm going to a protest because they got some people burning some shit, and I'm going to clean it up or some other shit. First thing I'm gonna do as a parent, I'm gonna say, if you're under my roof, you ain't going. Now, if you sneak your ass out of here, you might want to stay out there, right? That's what the fuck I'm going to do. At 17, your main focus need to be graduating high school. If you want to go to college, you can go to college. If you want to jump into entrepreneurship, we need to be focusing on your fucking plan. Because what's happening in the world, something like that, it's not your fucking responsibility, right? And I'm not going to put that on my kids to make it their responsibility. Now, he says, oh, I'm going down here to Kenosha and I'm going to help, you know, paint some shit and clean some shit. And if they destroy it, I'm going to fix it and all this other shit. And then he get there and I guess somebody give him a AR-50, right? A 17-year-old with an AR-15. Open carry states, walking around like he's Billy Badass, right? And he has it for protection. Okay. 17 years old. I can tell you right now, if you're not out hunting inside your house at 17 years old with an AR-15 strapped around your neck, you're not ready for the responsibility of it. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, right? Because I see how kids are with guns, right? I see how kids are with guns because they're improperly trained. Like I said, and this is just me going off this experience of what's inside my brain, of how I analyze everything. So I see kids with guns all the time. They are destructive. They will kill you in a minute because their brains ain't right. You know what I'm saying? They haven't been properly trained. They haven't been trained about life and death. You know, this is not a fucking game. It's no reset. They don't understand. Now, a lot of kids, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, they go hunting. You know, you got some kids that had the privilege of going hunting, learn about guns, learn about gun safety. But I can tell you a lot of kids don't. They call, I don't fucking know. But this is just me running through this. So he goes down there. Somebody gives him an AR-15. Now he's walking around with an AR-15. And people at the police area doing some shit. And where he's at a store or something, protecting the store, keeping watch over the store. Next thing you know, somewhere the police disperses the people to where Kyle is at, right? So he gets down, the people get down there and shit flame up. So he runs out. You see him with the weapon. He's on the ground. You can also see another guy point a gun at him. He fires at that guy. Somebody's about to try y'all kick him. There's some other shit. And you gotta realize one thing you don't want to do ever in a fight is be on the ground. Right, you want to try to keep your balance the best that you can to win a fight. Even a police officer, hey, all the training that I've been through, I have never been on my back and fired a weapon. In the military, I've never been on my back and fired a weapon. I have fired a weapon on my stomach for balance. I have fired a weapon from the prone position. And I have fired a weapon standing, right? With a rifle, I have shot on my stomach in a prone position, and I have shot kneeling, right? With a weapon, with an AR-15, with an M4, right? With my handgun, we go down to one knee, we fire, and we shoot standing. I have never been on my back and fired a weapon. Never. So now, just with that bit of information, that should tell you something right there. If you're on the ground, right, you don't want to be on it. Somebody's kicking you. That means they have the advantage. They still have balance. They can use their feet, their hands. They get on top of you and punch. So now inside of my mind, I'm on the ground. I need to get up. And that's the basic principle of life. If somebody push you down to the ground, are you going to stay down or are you going to get up? That's what we've been taught since birth. When you learn to walk, you fall. The first thing they tell you to do is get up. So now, your mind is programmed. You on the ground. You got people yelling. You got people kicking. You seen this guy with a gun. You start to fire so you can get up. Right? So now, people dead and shot and everything. He runs off. He sees the cops. He puts his hands up, walks towards the cops, and they just fly by him and do what they do. So whatever there was going on. So all the evidence they presented in the court, and what really stood out to me was when they asked one of the guys, he was like, when did he shoot you? Did you point a gun at him? Yes. Is that when he shot you? Yes. Now you gotta ask yourself this too also. If it was your son or daughter who, I don't know if you told them they couldn't go or they snuck out and went or whatever the case may be. They got a gun. Somebody's trying to hit them with a skateboard. Somebody's trying to kick them. Somebody's trying to beat them in a hostile environment. What do you want your son or daughter to do? Get the ass beat or defend yourself? That's what you got to ask yourself. If it's your son or daughter, right? If it was your son or daughter. Me, my kids, they may hear about the protests and all that other shit, but I keep that away from my kids. Right? That's me. When they get 21, they'll learn about the real world. 18, they'll learn about the real world. But they hear about the real world from me because I live it, but I don't want them to see the shit that I have to go through. I don't ever want them to have to walk under no yellow tape, look at fucking dead bodies, look at motherfuckers with their brains splattered out. You know what I'm saying? So I shelter my kids from that. I'm not going to lie to nobody. I try my best to shelter them from that. And all this other bullshit, everything is about race. Oh, you're black, you can't do this. Oh, you're white, you're evil. Man, fuck all that dumbass shit. And I see it just posted all over my timeline. And I just look at people that's on my friend list, and I don't engage in it because of my stance and how I feel about it. And I think to myself, how can I get in my feelings that this dude killed two white people? One of them pointed a gun at him, and he shoots him in the arm. Somebody tried to kick him with a skateboard, and he defends himself. Why am I mad at that? And then why would I try to say, well, you know, this case here with this black guy went like this, this black kid went like that, this black kid, this. That's when you just fishing. That's when you just miserable in life. Look at the case, look at the facts. That's it. Look at the case, look at the facts. Ask yourself, if this was your son or daughter in this predicament, that this, and you know, that this put itself in, right? If he put himself in, would you want your son or daughter to just get whatever's gonna happen to him? Because somebody pointed a gun at him. I don't know if y'all seen that or heard it, or y'all just went off what the media told y'all. Because in the beginning of all this shit, they said the little kid went down there to just kill people. He was a vigilante. He was all these other bad things that they said about it. But in actuality, you know, they started documenting some of the stuff that he was doing down there. He put out a fire and cleaned off a building. And then they had a video circulated of him slapping a girl or some shit. You got to ask yourself, if this was your son or daughter, what would you want that verdict to be? Would you? I don't care what fucking color they are. Black, white, green, I don't give a fuck. What would you want the verdict to be if it was your son or daughter? Let's remove race out of it. Let's go closer. If it was your fucking son or daughter, what would you want the verdict to be, right? And just picture that. If it's your son or your daughter or somebody that you love, with all the facts and circumstances came out surrounding this case, go back and look at the facts. Don't go by what the media tell you. Because the media will always just give you that snippet. And then y'all getting y'all feelings, once y'all look at the snippet, y'all be so pissed off and angry Y'all don't worry about the before the snippet, the after the snippet. Y'all just look at the snippet, and now y'all just made the fucking guilty verdict right then and there. Y'all got to stop that dumb shit. Because just how y'all and y'all feelings now, if y'all would have looked at the case, followed the case, you would have seen something totally different. And I don't give a fuck who supported it. I don't give a fuck the NRA supported him. I don't give a fuck who put the funds up. Fuck all that. Look at the facts. Look at the facts. That's all you got to do. Look at the facts. Clear your mind of black and white and all these colors and all this. Oh, this. Look at the facts of the case. That's all you got to do. Look at the facts. That's shit. From me looking at the facts and listening to the witnesses, this is my take on it, right? This is my take on it. You got him going down there trying to help or whatever he thought he was doing at 17 years old, which ain't his fight. Then you had one of the girlfriends said that, you know, they just felt that they had to do something. They felt that they just had to go down there and show support. Some fights ain't your fight. So now, you're going to step into this fucking ant pile. Kyle stepped in an ant pile, and the other people stepped in a goddamn ant pile. And motherfuckers got bit. For what? The ants are going to do what the ants are going to do. There's no getting around that. So why would you go step on that? So just because you got bit, that's on you. That's on you. That's on you. Because, one, you're not trained, and you're going down there and sight some bullshit. If I see a motherfucking fire, right, I'm not a fucking firefighter. I'm going to call for a firefighter to come put it out. Like, if I see the people still sitting in the fire, hopefully the police come. And the firefighter put the fire out, and the police arrest the people that's doing it. But if I see that shit ain't happening, I ain't going in as a fucking civilian. So they seen, oh, they burning shit, and this is for justice, and this is this. So they want to go their fucking liberal asses down there and try to help. But we got systems in play, man. And with the systems in play, you only come from voting. Like your sheriff is an elected official in most places. Your mayor, your governor, elected official. Your district attorney is an elected official. Your city council, elected officials. To change a lot of this shit that's happening in the system, you got to fucking pull the pieces of the puzzle that you've been taught and rebuild the puzzle. Because what's programmed in your mind, oh, the Democrats are right. Oh, the Republicans are right. You have to look at the candidate for face value, right? Me, I used to lean Democrat straight down the board, right? Straight down the board. That's what my grandmother was. That's what my aunts, uncles, everybody was. Told me that was the way to go. But one thing I fucking learned, it's not the fucking way to go. Me now, I lean more Republican. Because I like the freedom of, you know, hey, if you don't want to get the shot, man, you ain't got to get the shot, right? Hey, we don't want to tax you more because we up here making money. We don't want to be taxed more, you know. Hey, we want you to have a gasoline car, you know what I'm saying? So I lean more that way. I got a couple of Democrats that I follow who have good points. And some of them, I'd be like, bro, I hope you win, man. Look, you got something good going. Keep it up, bro. Man, I wish you was on the Republican side. And, you know, we laugh and we joke, and I go on my way, they go on anyway. Do I hate them? No. But we look at our politicians, too. They send these powerful messages out. Oh, this motherfucker is bad. This is bad. This is bad. But then, behind closed doors, these motherfuckers shaking hands. Because, you know, at the bottom, right? And I'm going to say at the bottom because I feel like I'm at the bottom. We're not privileged and savvy to see what goes on behind closed doors with these rich motherfuckers, right? These motherfuckers, it's all a game to them. Now, at the bottom, we can fall into that game and be mad at each other. Like, if you follow my page, you see some people just be fucking angry as fuck at me. And I just laugh, right? But, motherfucker, behind closed doors, man, what is Johnny Mac doing? What is he doing? Because that motherfucker seemed mighty happy. What is he doing? Oh, yeah, he's busting his ass at work. He's fucking flipping calls. He's fucking working on cars. He's fucking working on houses. This motherfucker here. Hey, I even seen him fucking driving a big rig. What is he doing? Fuck, what is he doing? Why is he so happy? Why is he moving up in life? Why is he trying to move up in life? I want to be like him. I don't want to fuss with him. I want to be like him. Hey, bro, tell me your secrets. Tell me your secrets. How are you so happy? How come none of this negativity shit that's going on in the world affects you? I want to be like you. But motherfuckers be so miserable, and a motherfucker that tell you to get off your ass and go get it? Oh, you don't like that motherfucker. You don't like him because he don't see all this fucking negativity in the world. He sees something totally different. You know what I'm saying? So you don't like him because you've been programmed from early ages that this is the way to go. And Johnny Mac look at you and tell you, hey, man, that ain't the fucking way to go. You can go this way and be successful, too. You can go this way right here. You can go this route here and be successful, too. But, oh, no, Johnny, he voted for Trump. Oh, he looked at Republican stuff. Oh, he looks at Fox News. He don't like CNN. Man, look, I look at any fucking news that catch my attention, because some of it is fucking really entertaining to me, right? Some of it's really entertaining. If I see something on CNN that sparked my interest, I'm going to go search the web and see if I can find something else on it to see if it's pretty much the truth or if it makes sense to me. But a lot of shit just don't make sense to me. So that causes me to research it more to find out. Just like when everybody went to the polls and supposedly voted for Joe Biden. And I'm going to say supposedly, because sometimes we get to say supposedly when shit don't go our way. And supposedly voted for Joe Biden. So I'm like, let me see what Joe Biden's about. So research Joe Biden, because his VP during the debate, she was going in on him like he was a fucking pretty much borderline racist. So research him and find old Robert Byrd. So I say, let me see who Robert Byrd is. Oh, Lord, Robert Byrd was a former Ku Klux Klanman. Oh, let me see, to dig a little bit further. Wait up, Obama is speaking at Robert Byrd's funeral? A black guy speaking at a former KKK documented funeral? Wow, how times have changed. The world is a much better place, huh? But if it was anybody else that would have done it, you know, on the other side of the aisle, let's say Jim Jordan, Ted Cruz, you know, would have got up and said some words at Robert Byrd's funeral. You know, all the media, all the racists, they this, they that. But, man, I'm glad I can give y'all this one here, because this is like the old me. But, hey, it is what it is, man. I'm about to get off my soapbox. Hey, the kid was found, not guilty. And like y'all told people that voted for Trump in 2020, hey, the election is over. Let's move on. The case is over. Let's move on. Now focus on what you got to do to better yourself and your family. Now if you want to teach your kids all this other hoopla shit while they young, that's on you. Because I can tell you, you want your kids to enjoy their childhood the best that they can while they're young. Or they can just be miserable like you, posting all your hatred and everything and your disappointments of the world and society on social media, and they're going to be just a miserable tourist just like you. But hey, what do I know, man? One thing I can tell you right now is speak to your neighbors, love your neighbors to the best of your ability. You know, hey, man, do your part, man. Do your part. Seek the positive energy. Focus in, channel to the higher being. try to get closer to that positive energy, and I'm telling you, your life will be much better. You'll see the world differently, and everything's gonna be good, man. And that's all I gotta tell y'all. I love y'all. Number positive energy from my end. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Thank y'all for supporting the Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report podcast. I gotta say thank you. Thank you.